afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis. And joining me in the studio today is our producer, Kyle Dotson.
Hey.
Kyle, how are you doing?
I'm good.
What did we listen to on the way in today?
Oh, we listened to Rock and Roll Over.
Rock and Roll Over by Kiss?
Yes.
It's a classic. It's got Baby Driver on it. It's got Mr. Speed, which is about having sex, but I guess because he wants to be the quickest at having sex, which you said, why would he be the quickest?
Oh, it's so he could satisfy all the ladies.
Satisfy more ladies. What else is on there? Baby Driver. I guess that's about a baby behind the guy who's a bad driver. So his friends say that he's a baby, drives like a baby.
I guess.
It's got good lyrics. Mike Siegel's here too. Mike, say hello.
Hi, everybody. Hello, Pat. Hello, Kyle.
Mike, there's a lyric on this Kiss album that's put your hand in my pocket, grab onto my rocket.
That's Hall of Fame material right there, buddy.
That's a Dr. Seuss book.
That is a Dr. Seuss book. I want to get some business out of the way real quick, and then Mike can tell us a little bit about ascending Mount Kilimanjaro.
I survived. I know you had money against me on surviving.
Well,
Murray certainly had money against me. He was hoping.
I was worried. I didn't. I thought you might make it because you're in shape, but but then you told me that a bunch of like athletes and stuff didn't make it.
It's the altitude, man. You never know how it's going to affect it. You know, a Navy SEAL could get, you know, wiped out by the altitude, yeah. But a 60-year-old lady was fine.
It's weird. First of all, what do I want to say? Today, the artwork today is done by Jason Levy. Jason is nailing it every time.
Jay Levy!
So, Jason, thank you so much. I don't know if he likes to be called Jay Levy.
No, he is now.
He is? Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'm giving it to him.
And
great job, man.
Also, I want to say that the, is it Adam? No.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't know what I'm trying to say. Here's what I want to say is, Adam, I don't even know what I'm talking about.
What are you, do you have a stroke? Did you have a mini stroke?
I think
there?
I did. Let me stick my tongue out.
Looking good.
I want to tell you that, the Rock Solid podcast has been invited to the Limestone Comedy Festival. That's in Bloomington, Indiana. And the show is going to take place on Saturday, May 31st at 10 o'clock at the Comedy Attic. My guests for that show are going to be two local comedians, Brad Wilhelm and Matt Holt.
And no one named Adam, apparently.
No one named Adam. I don't know where
that's it's at the Comedy Adam.
Is it the Comedy? No, the Comedy Attic.
Attic.
And
yeah, there we go.
And our topic for that show is going to be the music of Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, I thought you're not going to do an Indiana, all Indiana thing?
No, because then we have to talk about
Mellencamp.
That's John Mellencamp. Or maybe it's going to be the music of Adam Springsteen. I'm not sure which. But Brad and Matt are huge Springsteen fans. And we're going to have some surprises for you. We're going to try to have some prizes for you. We're going to have a good time. So get your tickets for that. You can go to www.limestonefest.com. Again, the show will be Saturday, May 31st, 10 p.m. at night, late night record. For
yeah, right.
The rockers are up at that point. I mean,
As opposed to right now.
Guns N' Roses wouldn't go on for 3 hours after we're done recording that podcast.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. And okay, now we're into this show. Mike Siegel's here. Mike,
hello.
You have had two trips back to back. Tell us about what you're up to.
Well, I was just in, as you know, I went to Africa and climbed Kilimanjaro and did a safari as well.
Mm-hmm.
Did a few days in Zanzibar afterwards to recover.
Did you see jungle animals?
I did. I saw them all. The big five.
Well, okay, let's hear what they are. There's a polar bear. Penguins. What are they?
They are, let's see, leopard, mm-hmm. lion, oh my God. Leopard, lion, rhino.
Elephant?
No, is rhino one of them? Oh, Jesus. They're not what you think.
They're not. Meerkat? Giraffe?
Is buffalo one of them? Leopard, lion.
Elephant?
Elephant. Yes, definitely elephant. Shit. Whatever. I saw everything.
I got it here.
Okay.
Oh, you got the big five? Wow,
yeah,
look at that.
African elephant, okay. The black rhinoceros, mm-hmm.
Black rhino. Okay, there you go.
That's what they call my penis.
It's for the horn.
Call my penis the black rhino.
Yeah, the elephant for the tusk.
Cape buffalo.
Cape buffalo.
Okay.
African lion. Meat.
African lion because of the... He's the king.
Yeah.
And African leopard.
The leopard because of the fur.
Did you eat any of those?
No, you cannot do that there.
Were you hunting?
No, I was not.
Can you eat any animal? Like, can you kill a lion? I mean, you can't kill a lion. But
I mean, illegally, people do it all the time, yeah.
I bet that was very gamey, those meats.
I had, in South Africa, I ate a lot of game meats. They were like springbok, which is like a deer.
Mm-hmm.
Kudu, which is also kind of like a local deer.
Did you like any of those?
You know what? They were fine, yeah. And then you ever had alligator, like in Florida, stuff like that?
I've not had alligator.
Yeah, I had crocodile there, which is kind of like the same thing, but it's like rubbery, like calamari kind of thing.
Yeah, let me tell you something.
I had guinea pig in Peru.
I had lobster a couple weeks ago and didn't care for it.
Just got a bad lobster.
I must have. But you're you're an adventurer, so you eat these just because you're like, well, I got to.
Well,
I'm here.
It's a local thing. I don't go out of my way to like eat. I would never eat anything endangered or anything like that.
Right.
Yeah, no, but some people do.
I love a nice baby seal.
I feel bad when I go. I was just in Thailand, so anyway, I did the Africa trip, and then I had a week here, and then I did a press trip to Thailand.
Well, wait a minute. Tell us what did you do in Africa? What was the main reason you?
To climb Kilimanjaro. I made it.
And you made it.
It was hard, but I made it.
How many days does it take to get to the top?
I did the shortest route, which is 5 days.
Okay. What's the longest route? 35 days.
Oh, you can take as long as you want. But, you know, a lot of people take 6 or 7 usually. Mm-hmm. Because you got to give yourself time to acclimate. The top is about 19,300 and something feet.
Yeah, because I'm assuming...
That's high.
People that listen... Most of the people that are listening to this, they're in their basement playing a video game. They're not even thinking about... They don't even know that Kilimanjaro exists.
It's in Africa. Mm-hmm. It's in Tanzania, which is right... And the mountains right near the border of Kenya.
But when you think Africa, you don't think that there's going to be snow there, but there's snow up there.
Oh, at the top, yeah. It's shrinking. There's glaciers at the top.
Uh-huh.
And they say in 30 years, they might be all gone. It's pretty sad.
Well... We'll all be gone in 30 years.
You don't think you'll be around in 30 years? You might be.
Well, you know what? Actually, the people on my dad's side of the family and my mom's, they live pretty long. Like my grandmother lived to 90 and stuff like that. So
eating
crap. Yeah. So I could probably be. I mean, I don't.
I think you'll last.
I mean, at 50, I don't remember my dad doing any exercise.
Oh, my dad never did. No. But my dad died at 67. Well, so you know.
You're going to be here.
I got to take care of
myself.
You're
going to be here longer than 67.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope so, too.
Thank you.
We got more episodes to do. I have enough episodes recorded to take us up to when you're 65.
So people want to do it. And the first couple of days were pretty easy. I mean, it's not a technical climb. You don't have to do ropes and that kind of stuff. It's just walking, but you got to walk really slow to acclimate to the... You know,
because if you walk too fast, you'll get dizzy and pass out.
I did get altitude sickness after about 15,000 feet. I started to feel like nauseous and headache and all that stuff.
Did you throw up?
No, I felt like I was going about 4 times.
And you slept in? What did you sleep in there? Like in huts?
I was in the route with huts. A lot of people, all the other routes. There's like 6 other routes that you have to camp. So set up your own camp and all that stuff. So, and after a week of setting up my own camp on safari, I was like, I'm going to use the huts. I'll use the huts. But it is the shortest route, so we have less time to acclimate. Mm-hmm. So more people get sick on our route.
How many people in your group?
10.
Ratio guys to girls?
It was, there was 4 girls, 6 guys.
4 girls, and 1 person didn't make it?
1 guy didn't make it to the peak. He made it to the rim, which is an amazing accomplishment because we left him behind in the middle of the night climbing up on the ascent, and we thought he was done. We were going to send him back. So some guide stayed with him and got him to the rim, which is the first peak is Gilman's Point. And still, that's like 18,000 feet. It's amazing that he got up. He was like drunk. He was acting like he was drunk, falling over. He couldn't balance.
And, wow.
Yeah, it was scary.
If you had only made it to the rim, would you have attempted to do it again in a couple of years?
I don't know. I mean, I can see why a lot of people, they get to that first point, and a lot of people quit there because it's so long to get up there.
Right.
Because it's another hour and a half to the actual peak. You got to walk around the rim on the snow to get to the actual peak. So you still got to go higher, and by this time, you're already exhausted.
I don't like heights. Is this one of those things when you're walking around, is there a chance I can fall off of something?
No, you're not going to fall off a cliff or anything like
Everything's
that.
Everything's wide open.
Yeah, it's a big trail. I mean, it's a pretty well-used trail. It's just a matter of, and all ages were doing it. I mean, there was, you know, people in their 60s and teenagers.
And then there was a baby.
Yeah. A small child in a wheelchair wheeling himself up. But it was hard. But and the last couple of days were hard. And it's all altitude. And it got cold at the top. It really was cold.
Then you come home, and just about the time you're getting acclimated to being back in your nice, cozy apartment, you get a call that you're able to go to Thailand.
Thailand.
To do...
This is a trip for press for a website that I was writing for.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Totally free, buddy. Unpaid, but a free trip to Thailand.
Right, and with nice accommodations, is what you told me.
It was great.
And you took some classes there. You trained with...
Muay Thai boxing.
That's with Ra's al Ghul. And... Yeah. What's the club? What's the club? Is it a club?
Oh yes.
What are they called?
No, it's the League of Assassins.
Yeah, the League of Assassins.
I was
trained to be a League of Assassins,
and I did sword fighting. So yes, I was. I'm a superhero now. So bring it, is what I'm saying.
And that was a nice. That's a nice relaxing trip.
That was great.
Lots of Thai food.
Lots of it. And nobody loves Thai food more than me, but after a week of like them really taking us to everything, oh, you got to try this restaurant. After a week, I was just, I'm ready for a burger.
Yeah,
we
had lunch this week, and I go, you want to get Thai food? And I get an email back, like all caps, no Thai food.
And I love it. But I love spicy food, and they couldn't believe they were watching me eat everything. They're like, you have no problem with this? I go, no.
No, I love it.
Because that's their fear of it. Like all these white folks come, and they're afraid of spicy food.
And it's too much.
Yeah, they can't handle it. But I love it.
Kyle, where's the furthest you've traveled in your youth so far? Where have you been?
Here, probably.
California?
Yeah, I was supposed to go to Greece and Italy.
That's right, and your parents got ripped off.
Yeah.
The
travel company, they like were...
This was a school trip.
Yeah, it was like through the school, and like the travel company was like embezzling funds, and like
oh my God.
They used our funds to like pay for like the other trips, but then ours was like the last line, and they were like, we went bankrupt, and then the guy was like fleeing the country, so they had to like stop him at an airport. It was like a big to-do, and then they like had like a giant lawsuit, and then we got like $100 back. So it was
terrible.
Was this a guy in your like a small in Hollidaysburg?
No, it was actually like a travel company that was like based out here. But
it
was like, yeah, it was like international tour or something. But they sent us two backpacks.
Oh
yeah, that's a nice gift.
And that was
almost the same as going to Greece and Italy. Yeah.
That was Madoff Travel.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't that what it was?
The guy's name was Ron Hansen, but his first...
Ronnie Hands,
Well, his first initial was N, so it was Enron. Like, his name was Enron Hansen.
Jeez.
He spelled it out for you.
I know.
Yeah, why?
You should have seen the signs.
I'm telling you, this was not good.
Thailand was hot, man. Oh, God. March, April are the hottest months. And, like, you get spoiled. We grew up with humidity, but after living here long enough, that's what gets me more
humidity.
Than anything. Oh, my God. You walk out. And
it's a dry heat.
Oh, no. It was a wet, horrible heat. Yeah, it was hot. And that was the toughest part.
Well, let me... we've done a task right now of talking for 12 minutes without music. So what we're gonna
do... I'm sorry. No, you asked me.
I was asking you.
All right.
Because this all leads up to our topic today.
Yes, right. True to my heart.
True to your heart. We're going to do something called Traveling Tunes.
Woohoo!
These are going to be all tunes that we've come up with and chosen that relate to travel. Mike hosts the Travel Tales podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And to introduce the topic, let's listen to a little bit of comedian Todd Barry.
I do travel a lot. I'm always looking for money-saving travel tips. I was talking to a friend of mine who travels all the time. He goes, I have a great travel tip for you. Great way to get free internet access when you're staying at a hotel. It's like, let's hear it. Because you sign up for the internet. Then you call down to the front desk. Tell them it's broken. They'll take it off your bill. Then just keep using it. Okay, so your hot travel tip is stealing. You didn't think I could come up with that?
So there's a little travel tip from Todd Barry. Mike, do you have any travel tips before we start playing some music?
Save your miles. That's my
save video. Your miles.
Get a sign up for all the programs.
Because if you have a really long flight, you don't want to be in coach, really.
Well, I mean, or you don't want to pay for it.
Or you
Why
don't
pay
for
it if you don't
right.
have to? I mean, my flight's coming back from Africa. My whole trip one way coming back was 41 hours.
Yeah.
With layovers. So that, you know, and I was treated like a criminal in the Lagos, Nigeria airport, so I got that going for me. Don't go through Lagos, Nigeria. That's my other
tip.
Yeah. But I couldn't have done that trip without using miles because I did it all with miles, and that saved me about $5,000.
Cool. Do me a favor. Tilt your mic a little towards this way.
Over here?
Yeah.
How's that? Huh?
Good. Because we're getting a little echo out this way.
This is my sexy morning voice. This is my Demi Moore voice. You like that?
It's my Demi morning voice. traveling tunes. Mike, I'm going to let you go first since this is something, a theme after your heart.
Yes. 20 years ago, Pat, you and I were roommates in Chicago. We were struggling comedians, and now we're semi-struggling semi-comedians here in L.A.
That's right.
And when we were there, this was the hot buzz band in Chicago.
All right.
They had just moved up from downstate. I guess they were one of the first alt-rock or alt-country bands.
Oh, Speedwagon.
No. Uncle Tupelo.
And what?
This is Moving On, which is a cover of an old Merle Haggard song.
All right.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep on going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. Well, white line is a light line nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what the best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. Takes a special breed to be a truck driving man. Take a steady hand, pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
You remember when we were, so early 90s, they were like in the paper all the time because mm-hmm. they had just moved up from, they were down by St. Louis.
That sounds like I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but this is from a compilation called Super Fantastic Mega Smash Hits.
That sounds like a song Murray and I could have played last week on the country episode, which had a lot of people up in arms.
A lot of truck driving songs?
Well, I don't know that the people enjoyed country that much. We took the rock out and put in the country. Okay, my next song is... I'm playing a live version of the song because Mike and I saw this band together. We saw Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Oh, yeah. Put a lot into that production.
He did. He does no backdrop, but minimal lights.
Not even a fresh T-shirt.
Not even like a backdrop that says like his name behind the stage.
Nothing.
Just a big open
stage.
No
video screen.
No video screens.
Mm-mm.
It's just like...
A black curtain.
Not even a black curtain. You could see behind him. I'm pretty sure it was open way around.
There might have been a black curtain.
Maybe. But this is Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. This is the night that Mike Schmidt was going to take his watch off and fight a drunk guy. And then he asked if Mike and I had his back, and we go, No, we don't have your back. I think Mike Siegel said, yeah, I'm 40. I'm not fighting anyone at the forum.
This is when we got shushed by the lady in front of us, too, because we were talking, you know.
Yeah, talking during a concert.
Yeah.
So this is from Live Bullet. This is Traveling Man.
Yeah.
I tell you, those are the memories that make me a wealthy soul. Traveling man, love when I can. Turn loose my hand, 'cause I'm going. Yeah. Traveling man, love when I can.
Still sounds great, though.
It does sound good.
I had that album. I wore the shit out of it in high school.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Bob Seger, he sounded great.
Oh, he did. Yeah.
But he has no stage patter.
No.
Like when I
can't dance.
He can't dance. His stage patter is basically, this next one's Against the Wind from the album Against the Wind. Okay. And when people from Detroit try to tell me that he's as good of a showman as Springsteen, I have to tell them.
No,
fuck off.
Springsteen's in his 60s diving all over the stage, sliding on his knees.
I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. No, that was no contest.
No, there's no contest between Seger and Springsteen. Sorry.
But still sounded great, and the songs were still amazing.
Yeah, and an amazing set list. I mean, set list per set list, probably as good as a Springsteen set list, but it's just that this show is not what you want it to be.
It does make you want to take your watch off and fight, though. Dude, we're going at it. You got my back?
No. No, we don't.
Ever.
Ever. Nope. Didn't have your back when I was 20.
Your turn.
All right. This next one's about as mellow as you're going to ever find the Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is Road Trippin'.
Oh, I love this song.
Road trippin' with my two favorite allies. Pulling love.
time to leave this town. It's time to steal away. Let's go get lost anywhere in the USA. Let's go get lost, let's go get lost. Blue, you sit so pretty west of the one. Sparkle like with yellow icing, just a mirror for the sun. Just a mirror for the sun.
A lot of people do not like Anthony Kiedis's singing voice for some reason, but I don't mind it at all.
No, I like it too. And that one surprised me because I was like, "Who?" And the first time I heard it, I was like, "Is it? I can't. Is it really?"
And another thing about these Chili Peppers is that Flea and that Smith.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Chad Smith.
Just going to go home. Adam Smith.
That Smith.
Chad Smith. Those guys. That's an amazing rhythm section.
Oh yeah.
And they always have amazing guitarists. So. Mm-hmm.
And no shirts.
And no shirts. You don't need a shirt.
Nope. They wear socks, though.
Sock on your cock.
Sock on the cock.
Well, that's another Dr. Seuss book.
Sock on the cock.
Sock on the cock. Sure. I love that one.
Oh, it's actually cocks and socks.
We actually swear more when Mike's here than we ever do. And then next would be Christy Stratton. That's when.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Mike,
I read his autobiography. Sorry, but Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah.
Nuts. Out of control. That guy.
It's amazing that anyone that has that type of an autobiography, it's amazing that they're alive.
Absolutely. I just see addiction laid out there, and he can't stop doing heroin. No, finally, he has, it seems.
I know from past shows you had a big cocaine problem.
I did.
But that's what we're just talking about if we're going to make it to 80.
That's right.
We should live to 1,000 if these guys are still alive.
Keith Richards, still alive.
I know. It's crazy.
Iggy Pop, still alive.
Mike, you're born and raised in the US of A.
Yeah.
In the summers when your dad and mom would have off work, you guys would take a family what?
A vacation.
Right. But if you lived in the UK and it was the summer, your family would take a
holiday.
And this song is called Holiday. This is from Muswell Hillbillies album by The Kinks. Play it.
I'm also glad they sent me away to have a little holiday today. Holiday. Holiday.
Now, to use an English term, I think they're taking the piss right there.
That is actually an album that I listen to and enjoy. People at home are like, what the hell did he just play? And
year is that?
That's 71 from Muswell Hillbillies.
Muswell Hillbillies.
Yeah.
I don't know that album.
It sounds like they're doing a really bad Bill Cosby.
Holiday.
Now Russell will take in
the holiday out of the Jell-O pudding.
He would go to the crack house and spend the weekend.
Well, I'm glad you brought up England because this next one is about, like you guys, you left the small town.
Yeah.
To go to the big city and try your, because you had ambition is what I'm saying.
You know, I was born in a small town.
You'll probably die in one.
Nope.
But so if you're in America, you would go to like Chicago, New York, LA.
Right.
And you're in England, there's only one place to go, and that's down to London. And this is Joe Jackson.
Do I have to stay until the end of time? I'm good looking and bright. I want to see life after 10 at night. So if they ask you where I am, I'm in the back of the transit van. In a squat on the Earl's cargo.
I hadn't heard that one in a while. I loved it.
No, what song? What album is that from?
I can't remember. I have the greatest hits, but I don't know which one that
I'm
one is.
I'm going to seek that out. I like that. I don't have
you
that
You don't
one.
Know the
I
one? Like it's like no, a little Motown-y riff to it.
Yeah, that's cool. I wish Joe Jackson would come around. I've never seen him. I'd like to see him.
I've never seen him either, but I don't know how much. He always seems to be touring with someone else, like playing with, you know, getting a duet with someone else and,
he played
or accompanying somebody.
Todd Rundgren a couple years ago.
Yeah.
They toured together, and it was just like him and piano, and I heard it was amazing.
Oh, I'd love to see that.
Mike, whenever you go on a on one of your excursions, you know exactly where you're going, right?
You not always, but yeah, usually.
Are you saying that there would be some time when you're traveling that your destination could be unknown?
Yes.
Missing persons.
Oh. Who did we just have the missing persons argument with? Was that Murray? We were somewhere that he hated him, or was it somebody hates their voice?
It was at poker we were talking about it, and I think they were saying, oh, they only have one song.
Was it Gil Martin? I can't remember who that was.
Gil Martin will argue any band I like. It doesn't matter. If I say, oh, the Rolling Stones, oh, the Rolling Stones. It's like you're just arguing to argue. But no, I think missing persons have, for me, they have four good songs. They have
Walking in L.A.
Walking in L.A., Destination Unknown, Words, and Mental Hopscotch.
Yeah, okay.
Those are all
solid.
Yeah.
All right. And a sweet rack.
And a great drummer. You got Terry Bozzio, who played with, or Bozzio, who played with Zappa.
And Dale.
Dale is the singer.
Mm-hmm.
They're now split up.
What was there? Was there a connection? He was from the Zappa. He was in the Mothers of an... Or was he that old?
No, he's not that.
He was too young to be.
He was in Zappa's just like the touring. Okay. Like when Steve Vai was playing with Zappa and stuff like that.
Steve Vai. Who was that guy not played with?
I know. I know. Now he's just playing with himself.
Hey, come on.
Hey, your turn.
All right. I'm going way old school now. This is the first theme song to my TravelTales.com podcast. This is Ricky Nelson. He's a travel... He gets around, this guy. Oh, a little doo-wop there.
I can see the album cover right there. That's cool.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own the heart of at least one lovely girl. I've a pretty señorita waiting for me down in old Mexico. If you're ever in Alaska, stop and see my cute little Eskimo.
Racist. Right. Yeah.
Racist. That guy gets around. How many STDs is that guy?
Well, none now. What did now? Do you have the Nelson estate? Do you have their permission to use that as your theme?
I do not. Yeah, they're reaping all the profits from my podcast.
The theme song we use is from a band called Hockey, and it's called Song Away. So please go to iTunes and buy that song.
I love that song.
I have contacted them through Facebook, through their website, and through Twitter. It's telling them that we use their song. We would love their permission to use it. Please get in touch with me if you don't want us to use it. Nothing. I've not heard anything. So I'm
it's a busy season for them.
Hockey is very
busy. How
old
is that song? Do you know where year it came from?
It's just, I can tell you. Hold on.
Because they, I mean, you can look it up. It's sounding like they're not, are they even touring? They can't be in existence anymore then.
They might not even be in, it's from 2009.
All right. Well,
so it's from an album called Mind Chaos, but you know, all I can tell you is buy it on iTunes, and I'm sure once we started using it, they had a jump of five downloads. So, all right, what's my next song? My next song is Counting Crows from the album Hard Candy, and this is again going with the word holiday, and this is a great song. I think if you guys like the Counting Crows just casually, I think this is going to be a song that you're gonna want to go seek out and download. This is called Holiday in Spain.
Got no place to go, but there's a girl waiting for me down in Mexico. She got a bottle of tequila, a bottle of gin, and if I bring a little music, I could fit right in. We got airplane rides, we got California drowning out the window side. We got big black cars, and we got stories how we slept with all the movie stars. I may take a holiday in Spain. Leave
my wings behind me, drink my worries down the drain, and fly away to somewhere new.
I like that song.
Yeah, that's a great song. People, that's another band I find people, if you bring them up, they
people
get...
People hate them.
I know.
They really do. And I don't know. Yeah, it's kind of a bad rap.
They're an amazing live band. They're amazing live. I mean, unbelievable. I think they get a bad rap unintentionally. I don't know why.
I met Adam Duritz because I did a movie that he produced. I was in a movie called Freeloaders that he was one of the executive producers of it.
Yeah. How was he?
And he was in it a little bit. He was perfectly nice to me. I sat there on the set with his parents, mm-hmm. who I met. Who their dad's a doctor or something. He's from the Bay Area.
Do his parents have dreadlocks?
They do, strangely enough.
I would like to try to get him in here to talk. I don't know if he'd do something.
Well,
like
this is the thing. My friend directed the movie. Okay. And he and Adam Duritz had a huge, massive fight. Mm-hmm. And so I don't think I could get to him through my friend.
No. I'm not asking you to.
I think it sounded like you were.
No.
I have no connections.
But yeah, I'd like to get him in. I don't think he'd fight with me talking about his own music.
No, I don't think so.
Unless I started.
I think he would be a good interview, though.
Unless I started the conversation with Adam. A lot of people make fun of your band. Sorry.
Ask him where my residuals are. Could you do that? Because it's on HBO. I've been flipping through and I've seen it on HBO. I'm in a short scene. I play a record executive.
Oh, do you got sunglasses on?
No, I don't. But my best joke was cut out. Ask him why that happened, too.
What, who's the star of this movie? What if you said me?
It's got, let's see, Dave Foley's in it. He's got a small part in
it.
Who's the guy that just won co-writing for The Descendants? And he's in a sitcom. Groundlings guy.
Rash?
The other guy.
God.
Got kind of crazy teeth, but he's... He directed Way Back.
Not nice.
He's in that.
He wrote. Co-wrote the Way
Back. Co-wrote and is in it.
You looking it up?
Yeah.
Very funny.
His name. Very
Did you see
name.
The Way Back?
Yeah, I liked it.
Love that movie. Love the soundtrack.
Nat Faxon.
Is it Nat or Nate?
Nat. It's N-A-T.
Yeah,
seems
N-A-T.
Like you're missing an E on that. If I'm going to go part.
He's very funny. He's a Groundling guy.
Yeah.
Michael Sussman. Whatever, he's on Big Bang Theory. He's the comic book store owner.
Oh, that guy's great.
Yeah. Warren Hutcherson is in it. There's a lot of funny guys in it.
Oh, nice.
And some guy, the lead guy, has actually gone on to, I think he's in another series now. He's on TV now. He's a regular and something.
The executive producer of that movie went on to front the Counting Crows.
Yeah. And they play, and Adam Duritz, they sing over the credits.
Oh, they
it's
do?
It's like a live thing, yeah.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And he sounds amazing. And it's really.
How'd they get him? How'd they get the Counting Crows to do that? All right, let's...
Okay, I'm going to go to a band that was right in the center of kind of the punk thing, like Legs McNeil, who wrote mm-hmm. Just Kill Me, said they started Punk Magazine because basically they wanted to hang out with this band, which is the Dictators.
All right.
They're from the Bronx. This is Cars and Girls.
Left his post, everyone, so that's why the song's still playing.
Tell him why I left my post.
You left your post because he spilled his coffee all over himself.
This thing was closed. My lid was nuts.
I don't know.
So
about,
the Dictators.
So cars now.
There's nothing else in this crazy world except for Cars and Girls, Pat.
But is this a travel song? Is this a traveling tune?
He's cruising. Come on. Cruising is a form of travel.
Okay.
On a Friday afternoon, he's a guy who likes to get high.
Right. You going
to
play Train in Vain and tell me that you're taking a train to some locale?
Look, these topics come out. They're very, they're gray areas. We can play around with
them. You're a little loosey-goosey with this.
From the album Go Girl Crazy, The Dictators.
This song needs no introduction. Just jump it right in, Kyle. We'll know exactly why I'm playing it.
Get me.
thought the chorus was coming up quicker.
Oh, yeah. Complaining about my clips.
I'm going to say Kyle left again. Oh, my God.
Jesus.
I'm so sorry, everybody.
They took a trip from the chorus.
Come on, Belinda, sing it.
Say it, fatty. That wasn't
say
fair.
It, fatty.
That's when she was chunked out during that vacation video.
I know. She hadn't gotten in fully into the cocaine yet to slim down.
Nope. Slim down and then had too much plastic surgery and now
she's... Didn't they break up soon after that album? That was the one they hated. They think they rushed it out. Or was that their second or third?
The third. This was their second.
The talk show was the third.
Talk show
right?
was the third.
This one they said they rushed. Because he got years to make that first album.
Yeah.
And then they're like, that was great. Can you do another one in 6 months?
That's good. Vacation's got three good big hits on it.
Was Vacation and which one?
I'm going to tell you right now, if you just bear with me and chat it up a little bit.
No, no. My one Vacation. During that 8-hour clip that you just played.
Get Up and Go. Get Up and Go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
And then Girl of 100 Lists. I am the girl of 100 lists.
Don't remember
we can all agree that album was rushed.
yeah, maybe you're pushing
they should
it
have,
now.
Yeah, maybe they should have waited a little bit. Okay, it's your turn, Mike.
We're going to keep it in the ladies. We're going to keep it with the ladies now. No.
All right.
But I'm going to really pussify this whole process right here.
Well, if you're going to keep it with the ladies, you got to pussify.
Hello, come on. I'm okay with my manhood, and I can play this one. This is Joni Mitchell, This Flight Tonight.
Sing it, skinny.
Look out the left, the captain said, the light's down there, that's where we'll land. I saw a falling star burn up above the Las Vegas sands. It wasn't the one that you gave to me that night down south between the trailers. Not the early one that you can wish upon. Not the northern one that guided in the sailors. Oh, starboard, you've got the loving that I like, all right. Turn this crazy bird around. I shouldn't have gone on this flight tonight.
So that's from Blue, which
that's
is the only
Blue.
One of my... only album of hers that I have, but every list that ever listed, you know, the greatest albums
yes.
of all time, that's like Joni Mitchell's Blue is one of them. So I went out and got it, and I gotta admit, I listened to the shit out of it.
Yeah, it's a pretty great album.
I
came across it because a couple years ago there was a movie with Julianne Moore and Mark Ruffalo called The Kids Are All Right.
Oh, right, yeah.
And they're talking about vinyl one night, and he pulls out Blue and he puts it on, and I'm like, yeah, I gotta get that out. So the next day I got it. So
every song's great. The River's on it.
It's got
California.
Mm-hmm. It's My Old Man, Little mm-hmm. Green. It's a great album.
It is a classic. So
it is
pick
a classic,
it up.
So pick it up.
And I'm okay with it.
Yeah,
you know, you guys looked at me all cross-eyed. You know,
I was looking cross-eyed because her voice is so, especially in headphones.
Yeah,
it's like, I mean, it's not a bad voice. It's just like dogs can hear it. It's crazy.
That's my favorite song on that album. So there you go.
All right. Well, thank you.
So live with it.
I'm fine.
Okay. I'm okay with it. Damn it.
Could you adjust your skirt? I can see your vag from here. This is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This is from 2002's The Last DJ, and this is Have Love Will Travel.
You drew began to blur. Yeah, when all of this is over, should I lose you in the smoke? I want you to know you were the one. And may my love travel with you everywhere. Baby, may my love travel with you always.
Sounds great.
I love a Heartbreaker song where they bring it down, and then his the chorus is just like him in that Tom Petty,
yeah,
like, almost like a smooth talking voice.
Still on my list. I have not seen live.
I've only seen him once. I saw him in 87. And then
87?
Yeah. And then I saw him when he toured with Mudcrutch.
Oh, right, right, right.
And,
Troubadour, right?
Yeah, at the Troubadour, and I got his autograph that night. But we have to see Tom Petty.
Absolutely. And last year, he came to the Fonda and did like six shows, sold out in 5 seconds, and scalping him, they wanted hundreds of dollars.
I mean, the Fonda Theater is about as big as the room we're in
now.
Yeah,
I knew that was going to be a tough ticket, but what a great place to see him if he could get in.
I know.
And
so,
of course, I couldn't. Why don't you pull some of your rock solid connections?
Well, if he comes, I'm hoping now a lot of bands are going to come to the Forum instead of, like, I don't like the Hollywood Bowl because that's a rich person's venue.
Well, yeah. If you're far away, you're far away.
Right. Like you and I saw.
The Greek is nice.
The Greek's great. But like you and I saw Fleetwood Mac at the Hollywood Bowl because I got free tickets.
And those were amazing
seats.
We
were in a box.
Yeah, those were great.
But normally, just a regular guy is.
And you're on that bench.
Forget
it. You're in bleachers and you're way in the back.
And the guy next to you Billy Gardell is next to you on the bench. And you're just like, oh, you're taking up. The benches have.
Dude, I'm taking my watch off.
The benches have the hash lines are like painted there. So it's like, this is seat 15. This is seat 14. But you get anyone bigger than me, forget it.
They're taking up two lines
on
that.
They're taking up two lines on that, so forget it. So go ahead, you're up.
All right. Well, after the sideways glances I got from you guys on the, I'm getting my balls back in a big way. And you want to get your balls back, buddy? There's only one.
Remember that Dr. Seuss book, Get Your Balls Back, buddy?
Yeah. You got to go with Judas Priest, friend. Hit it. Hit it, Kyle. Come on. Yeah. I had to let Rob Halford hold that note out.
Yeah.
Come on. Heading out to the highway, pal.
That's when people really held the note. It wasn't when it was like digitally held.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that was pretty great.
You guys got one of the greatest voices in metal.
He's the metal god.
Yes. And enjoys the company of men, Kyle. You seem to have a problem with it, but I don't. No, I can tell. You got a problem with it.
I got Rob Halford's autograph at a Best Buy and got my picture taken with him. He couldn't be nicer.
Oh no, he seems like an awesome dude. But it was so funny when you see like interviews with him and when he came out and all that stuff. And it was like, I can't believe, look at photos of me.
I know.
He's dressed like,
I'm in leather.
He's like, I'm dressed like the guy from the Village People.
The whip. when I got his autograph, this is what I thought was great about Rob Halford. He was actually signing one of his solo albums, Halford, and his whole band called Halford was there. The whole band sat behind the table. No, normally everyone sits behind the table when you come through. Rob Halford sat on the table at the end. So you got the band's autograph, and then he was right there and couldn't have been. I mean, the guy's at a Best Buy.
Right.
And he's, can I get a picture? Absolutely. Do you mind signing a Judas Priest album? Love to. I mean, thanks for listening. Thanks for buying. I mean, great guy.
That's awesome.
Just a great good dude.
You want to hear that?
Yeah.
And then you get your Hall & Oates story.
Yes.
Can you sign this? No.
Not even a no. Just a dismissive glance. This next song, we just talked about Fleetwood Mac. This is a Lindsey Buckingham song from the Vacation soundtrack. Now, I got to tell you about this song. The MP3 I had for this is called Holiday Road. It was not a very high quality. It was really recorded low. So I opened the MP3 up in Sound Studio, and I mixed it up higher in stereo. But then I noticed there was a thing where I could mix it in mono. So I tried that. So what we're going to hear now is I might have ruined it, but it's this is Holiday Road in mono as mixed by a guy who has no ability of mixing anything. So here's Holiday Road in mono. Let's hear how this sounds.
Is that road underwater?
Yeah, did you do it in a cave?
Shut up.
They play that through the entire movie.
They do.
Every time they go, they hit the road again.
Yep. You see Christy Brinkley's through the entire movie.
Oh, yeah.
This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy.
What a great movie. John Hughes wrote that.
I know. Directed by the late,
role, man.
The late Harold Ramis and the late John Hughes.
Yeah, it's a great
movie.
And that
goddamn Chevy Chase is still walking the earth.
Yeah, and looks horrible.
The other guys seem, I bet they were nice guys. And then this asshole, I don't know anything about Chevy
Only
Chase.
The good Dainung. Dainung? Dainung. I was on a mountain.
You were on a mountain in Thailand.
I can't talk.
Now, you trained with Dainung, right?
I did train with Dainung.
Dainung. I said Gainung.
I had those Dainung noodles.
This is terrible.
Oh,
how many
good.
More you got? I got four more.
I got about 12 more. So what do you need? Can you give me?
I want to play all my four and you can play four more. So,
okay, I'll do four more.
Pick and choose, jerk.
I'll go right down the list. This is our pal Graham Parker with a song off the Mona Lisa's Sister. This is Blue Highway.
This is a great album, too. Yeah. I love this song.
Yeah.
The kids left home.
Is this mixed in mono?
The kids got a
no.
Kid out of home.
Mixed by a professional. Thank you very much.
Quadraphonic.
Don't knock that door. Don't knock at nobody's home. The mystery sign. Turn up and follow and blind. The interstate is jammed and crammed with exhaust mist. It only leads to somewhere y'all never miss. Y'all never miss. Get on the blue highway.
This album, there was a used record store called Heavy Rotation. It was just down the street from where we're recording right now, just like a block down. And one day I was in there perusing the CDs, and this was playing. And I'm like, oh, that's a great song. That's a great song. And then I said, what is this? I don't know what the album this is. And they're like, oh, it's Graham Parker. And I bought it that day. It's an I think it's my favorite of his albums.
Yeah, WXRT in Chicago. We were living there when this came out, and they used to play it a lot. And that's where I got hooked on it.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Yeah, it's a good one. Check it out, folks.
Yeah,
the Mona Lisa's Sister.
Rock solid.
Rock solid.
I'm gonna play that. I'm going to play that asshole from Long Island. His name is Billy Joel. This is from, I love Billy
asshole
Joel.
Asshole from Long Island.
I call him that all the
That's
time.
That's the lame of his natus album. I cannot speak.
Lame of
That's the lame of his natus album.
It's the lamest speech pattern ever. It's early. We record early, folks. Early for a single guy, early for a father.
It is early.
But this
is at least rock and roll time on a Sunday.
Man, we got to do late night record like 3 a.m.
We should be in church now, man.
This is from Piano Man. This is Traveling Prayer.
Hey, I'll take a look on around tonight and find where my baby is gonna be. Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight? Cause she is far across the sea.
Mike is playing air bass.
Doom, doom, doom.
Kyle's holding his ears.
Hey, Lord, would you look out for her tonight and make sure that she's gonna be all right and things are gonna be all right.
Doom, 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 doom.
So this is a guy, his lady's traveling, and
sure.
he's asking the Lord to look out for her.
Oh, that's nice of him.
Yep.
Doom, 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 doom.
I love the Piano Man album. Billy Joel has, like, five or six, like, to me, front-to-back classic albums, like, that I can listen to
five
from
or
top
six.
To bottom. All right, we're going to do this?
Okay.
All right, you just called me on
I'll okay. give you three. I'll give them three.
Okay, well, we're going to do it. For me, Piano Man.
One song on it. Okay, go on.
No, it's got Piano Man. It's got the Traveling Prayer. No, it's got Captain,
one song.
Captain,
repeating.
It's got Captain Jack. It's got
okay, Captain Jack.
Ballad of Billy the Kid. You're My Home. Well, it's good. The Stranger.
Sure, I'll give you that one.
Glass Houses.
Yes. What's the one with Italian restaurant? Seats from Italian restaurant.
That's The Stranger.
That is The Stranger.
Nylon Curtain.
Nylon Curtain. Okay, that's those are the three I'll give you. The 52nd Street Serenade.
Stormfront is an amazing album.
What's on Turnstiles?
Turnstiles is good, but people are... that would be one of my ones, too. Turnstiles has Say Goodbye to Hollywood, Summer Highland Falls, New York State of Mind,
yeah.
Prelude, The Angry Young Man, I've Loved These Days, and Seen the Lights Go Out on Broadway, Miami 2017. That's solid.
Okay.
That's a solid album.
Okay, I'll give him four.
Okay, I'll take four.
But I will not put Piano Man on there. I'm sorry.
All right. Well... Asshole from Long Island, you've got four.
Which is four more than most bands ever get. So
that's true. Unless you're U2. They've got some, but we'll get into that another
day. Yeah, that's another day.
Your turn.
Okay, I'm going to stake on the East Coast now. These are some assholes from, I don't know where they're somewhere on the East Coast. But if you're driving on Jersey, this is a song about, like, in this, I don't know, you guys are East Coast guys.
Yeah.
The 60s and 70s, if you're going on the turnpike, mm-hmm. you have to go off on those exits where it's a pavilion and mm-hmm. you can't get off. And
yeah.
so one restaurant kind of had the monopoly on the restaurant business there, and that was Howard Johnson's. So this is NRBQ with Howard Johnson's Got His Hojo Working.
Kyle is laughing at a lot of song selections today.
This is what caused them to go bankrupt.
Yeah.
I'm so hungry and I'm on the road. I want a grilled cheese and a order of fries. Got to drink water or I won't get by. I just want to see you on your own. How we ever gonna tell you how Howard Johnson's got it.
A little play on words. Instead of he's got his mojo working, he's got his hojo working. Come on, Pat.
I don't know
who loves NRBQ at The Simpsons, because they've had like four cameo appearances on that show.
What is it? Tell me, because I always forget what NR. What is it? QB?
NRBQ.
What's it stand for?
I have no idea. None whatsoever.
I'm looking it up. Kyle, don't do it. You do it.
But the talk about a cult band. They just have a... People who are into them are really into them. And it tends to be more of a nerd crowd, but people are way into them.
You're looking it up anyway, aren't you?
No, I was looking how many Howard Johnson restaurants there are left.
Stands for the New Rhythm and Blues Quartet.
There you go.
There are only two Howard Johnson's restaurants.
Left?
Yeah.
Where are they located?
Thousands of hotels.
Yeah, the restaurants. Yeah, you don't see them. Probably like there was one in Asbury Park. I saw Anthony Bourdain go to one
one in Lake Placid and one in Bangor, Maine.
Okay.
Oh, that's probably where Stephen King eats a lot, because he lives in Bangor, Maine, doesn't he?
Did you go to them as a kid?
Yeah, we did.
Their ice cream was really good. The orange sherbet they were always known for.
I like that you said sherbet.
Sherbet, right?
Because I always say
sherbet. You said sherbet, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Get grilled cheese, buddy.
I always say sherbet and Ernie. this is a
Sherbert.
We're going to stay on the East Coast.
All right.
This is that good-looking guy from Jersey. He's not this guy. He's the other guy. Mm-hmm. He's John Bon Jovi. This is from John Bon Jovi's second solo outing, produced by Dave Stewart. This is called this is the title track, Destination Anywhere.
Darling, I'm tired of living just in your dreams. I'm here now. You know we're both so lost souls. We're just growing old in this sleepy dead-end town. Destination anywhere. Name the place.
I never caught the Bon Jovi wave. I never really did.
No. Well, let me tell you something. You're missing out. Because
great
guy,
hair, though. Great hair.
Great everything.
Mm-hmm. Still? He's gone country, hasn't he?
I love him.
Still?
I still love him.
Really?
I know. I can't help it.
What was that one, like, really generic song on his new album?
We played it as a joke on, what was it, the 2013 episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but that's we play right. it as a joke, and yet I still like it. Yeah, with these two hands.
With
yeah.
these two hands, I can kick your ass.
I can count my cash.
I can count to 10.
Oh, they got to have him on Sesame Street singing.
With these two hands.
You got two more.
Two more. Okay. You want to get really stupid? This is one of my favorite songs of all time. And Well, I play it a lot.
All right.
And you have too.
All right.
And when you want to get stupid, there's only one man to go to. This is the Red Rocker, buddy. We know we can't drive 55. We already know that.
I already saw that.
Okay.
Saw,
we'll yeah, crank it up. This is from Montrose. Come on, Kyle.
Come on, Kyle.
Oh, come on. You got to get in the... oh, Kyle.
Oh. What's he doing to us? He's killing us.
He's doing it. You got to get in that motorcycle
I
little
know.
Thing.
Ronnie Montrose. Oh, rock and peace,
rock and
Ronnie.
Peace. Come on.
That's amazing.
It's still awesome.
That's Denny Carmazzi on drums, also played with the 80s version of Heart, the most popular version. Well, the comeback version. That's Bill Electric Church on bass, Ronnie Montrose on guitar, and credited on the first album as Sam Hagar.
Sam. Yeah. He was a much bigger man then.
I know.
Until he was a diminutive Sammy. Does Sammy play that solo in concert?
He does play that. He'll pull that one out, and he'll pull out
Rock Candy.
Sometimes
those
get
are the two you need.
Tonight. And yeah, those songs are classics.
Absolutely.
Let's go to a band now known as Creedence Clearwater Revisited.
Oh,
but this is the
I brought this one in too.
This is the original. This is Creedence Clearwater Revival, traveling band.
737 coming out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight ride?
That's a great tune.
It
also.
Is. And you think, like, in terms of American bands, not solo artists, American right. bands, probably one of the best in the last 30, 40 years.
Yeah, and they, like, it's a little country tinge, but, yeah. but it's not. I mean, it's
They're very great. American.
They're very American.
John
very
Fogerty.
Very American. Let's keep
and
it
he got ripped off by all of that for 40 years.
I know. Let's keep it in the USA, right, Mike?
Absolutely.
Do I have any bands in here? Well, yeah, the Kinks slipped in there, the Lyman Bastards. But everyone else, I think, is right here from good old America, the whole way up to Todd Berry.
I had a couple foreigners in. I had a couple Brits. I had Joe Jackson. I had Graham Parker.
That's true.
Yeah. But this guy's all American, buddy. So much so that he's named after a city. I'm going to close. Is this the last one for me?
You're going to play one. I'm going to play one. I'm going to give a little business and you, no, and then he'll play us out.
Okay, so this is the last one.
This is your last one.
All right. Well, I'm going to leave it on a slow note, okay. slow mellow note. And you can call me a wuss for this one, but it's an amazing song and it's a favorite of mine. So
it's
I think about every time
topical
I'm training.
Too.
It is true.
All right.
This is Johnny Denver, buddy. He's leaving on a jet plane.
All my bags are packed, ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up. to say goodbye. But the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. The taxi's waiting, he's blown his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could die. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go.
Come on, that's beautiful.
He left the planet on a jet plane.
Yes.
Actually, it was a private plane. Should have taken his own advice.
This is exactly what went through my head when you introduced this. I'm not kidding. You said
Johnny Denver?
Little Johnny Denver. So then I'm like, Johnny Denver? I don't know that. So then it started to play, and in my head I said, oh, I thought this was John Denver saying this.
Oh,
and then
God.
I went, then I'm like,
you idiot.
Oh, that is John. Dummy. And then I said, then the next thing was, I'm going to tell everyone that I made that mistake. Because that's exactly what happened.
I'm going to admit the dumbest thought in my head to the people.
My last song, and then I'm going to give a little business and Kyle's going to play us out. My last song is by a band that is not together anymore. They have three albums. I love this band. They're from Australia. This is from their second album, Shine On. The band is Jet.
Oh, yeah.
And this is Holiday. That band.
Yeah, it is a good band. I can't believe neither of us played, even though I brought it in, Going Mobile by the Who.
By the Who. Yeah, that's true.
I had it. Apologies to the Who there.
Damn it. Sorry.
And
sorry.
Apologies to, who do I have? Steve Miller.
Apologies to Pete Townsend.
Yeah.
From the Who.
Yeah, Jet Airliner.
Not playing the song by the Who. Pete Townsend.
That's the worst English accent
it's
I've ever
okay.
heard.
It's okay. It's a little bit, you
I don't
know.
Is that English? I don't even know who that
it
is.
It sure is. Real quick, I want to tell you that go to www.rocksolidpodcast.com. That's the blog site created by Jason Wilcox, but is now maintained by Andrew Rich. Andrew is at school.
Andy.
And he's at school in the UK right now, and he's doing all the work from there. He's doing an amazing job.
Yeah,
he's
good
doing,
job, man.
He's doing exactly what Jason had set out to do. And exactly what I had hoped someone would pick up the slack and do. So thank you to Jason for creating it, Andrew for maintaining it. Also, before Kyle plays his song out, I'm going to do, since you're like a world traveler, you're like the closest thing to James Bond of any of my friends, I'm going to leave this the way they leave all the James Bond movies. I'm going to say, Mike Siegel will return in supergroups. Kyle?
So no one had this song. I thought Mike might bring one in that had, well, this word, I guess, is a wayfarer. Which other
wayfarer,
than
okay.
Sunglasses,
sure.
Is someone who travels around like a nomad.
Yeah.
And this is called Wayfarer Youth, and it's by Alexis on Fire.